Welcome to episode 1832 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down, to connect to the best part of who you are. We are in the third episode of a seven-part series we're exploring this week. And our theme for the week is all about trusting yourself. And in today's episode, you are going to discover a breathing technique to help you release doubt. And as you do this breathing technique, pay close attention to a sense of trusting a quality about yourself that's important to you. Think of a value or a virtue that you feel is an essential part of who you are. For example, you may have a virtue of honesty. And so when you're working, if you notice yourself having the tendency to maybe skip over things a little bit sometimes, to where you might take a shortcut when you do things, not doing things so thoroughly, or leaving work before you're work is really done. Or if you're in a relationship and your partner asks you your honest opinion about something and you don't really tell them the full truth. These are instances that take away from trusting yourself. And so one way you can hold true to your virtues, one way to build some structure around protecting your virtues is similar to what you explored in yesterday's episode in regard to boundaries. Well, today, it's more about obedience. And you might think of obedience as being some kind of restriction on your freedom. Well, obedience is actually freedom for you to trust whatever structure or boundaries you've put in place for yourself. And obedience has to do with being true to yourself, not following someone else's demands on your life, but rather instilling within yourself a guiding sense of what is acceptable for you to live by. So think about the part of your life you're focusing on this week to feel more confident, to build a deeper sense of trust within yourself. So if you haven't already done so, or maybe you're just joining us now, and that's all good if this is where you're starting on our Trust Yourself meditation series, think about some part of your life where you want to feel more confident and have more trust in yourself. And then think of the virtues you would need to have in place so that you can be true to yourself. So you could think of some boundaries you might want to put into place, or think about some non-negotiable structure you'll put in place. So for example, if you want to be honest, this is an important virtue for you, and you feel yourself slipping up and you're starting to feel as though your values and your character is unraveling a bit, and you can just feel this change within yourself and it impacts your whole life. You may feel like you don't like who you are becoming. Others may notice this within you as well. It can make you moody. It can make you defensive. It can make you judgmental of others. And mostly what it does is it makes you lose trust in yourself, lose your confidence. So you could think about ways that you will reward yourself for doing a job well done at work. So instead of cutting corners, you could think about, okay, I'm going to do this project fully. So it's going to take me more time and a little more effort, but I don't want to cut corners because I just don't feel good about that. And it's starting to really get to me. So I'm going to do what's required and I'll reward myself afterwards. Or in being honest with others, you could think about ways that you may have deceived or led others astray by what you've told them, or maybe by what you've not shared with them. And you could think about how you could connect more deeply with that person so that you feel a stronger sense of connection, so that you can feel confident showing up fully as who you are in full honesty. And notice your relationship and your honesty and integrity begin to unfold. So these are examples of what you could do to become more obedient to how you want to show up in your life, the kind of person you want to be. This will build trust within yourself. So your breathing technique will help you do this. It will help you focus your thoughts. And as you inhale and exhale through your nose, when you inhale, mentally repeat trust and bring to mind the part of your life where you'd like to build more trust. You could even visualize yourself as you're doing a nice, deep, long inhale. Visualize yourself being trustworthy, doing the right thing. And as you exhale, let go of that doubt that may be lingering. You may feel like you're not worth it, or that you don't trust others, and so you're just not going to trust yourself. Let go of the doubt that's holding you back and think about what that doubt is. Give it a name, call it out, and manage it with your breath. If you'd like to go a little more deeply into this week's meditation series on self-trust, or any of the series that I've shared on the podcast, I share daily half-hour guided meditations. There are over 1,800 guided meditations on my app. It's called the Sip and Om Meditation App, and I invite you to try it for 2 weeks, free access to the full app. So again, it is the Sip and Om Meditation App. As you settle yourself down and meditate, begin to trust yourself. Inhale.